Okay, I'm Aaron Lin, AARON, okay? Not Alvin or what, huh? Okay, so for today's video, we're gonna talk about this HDB. So I think to summarize, that's it for HDB. It's the end. okay, don't scold me first lah. Okay, I'm gonna explain to you. So if you watch our minister for Ministry of National Development, Chi Hong Tat video, or you have read some news article, I feel that this year the National Day is very interesting because normally on National Day, we don't really have a lot of housing news one. And National Day rarely, for the last few years, I already lost my hope because I realized that they don't announce much cooling measure or changes during National Day rally for property. Okay, but this time, even before the rally, they already dropped a lot of bombs. Okay, so I watched the interview of our minister, Chin Ho Tat. He says that there's a few points that I will touch on and there's a few things that I will share with you, okay? So as usual, if you watch my video, I don't just tell you what will happen. I will also tell you a few other effects that I feel and also some of my thoughts. So the first thing, to make it simple, the first thing is he says that all these things that come out is to ensure public housing is affordable. And the mission statement for MMD has always been like this: to ensure public housing affordability. Okay, why I want to say this is because if you follow me long enough for the last 4 or 5 years, I always say the same thing. If you want to invest, go and buy private property. Don't come and buy HDB. Don't take HDB as an investment property. So if you ask me, there's a lot of things that they have announced, and I'm pretty sure property price for HDB flat will go down. Go down how much? I don't know. But of course, there's a different range of HDB flats, you know. Which one will go down more, which one won't go down, which one go down little. That one, you engage me and I tell you, okay? This one, I won't talk in the video, but I'm going to share a lot of things that they have said. So this time, they're going to focus on a few things. First, make public housing affordable. Okay, that's why I don't buy HDB, because if I want to invest in property, I'll buy private property. Next, social factor. They want to make sure that all Singaporeans have access to HDB flats. Next, he says that he wants to make sure that the price is relative to income growth. He wants to make sure that the HDB price is relative to income growth. Okay, then they talk about the resale flat price. Okay, he says the resale prep. This is what he say. He say resale flat price is set by supply demand. So price, again, he emphasized price need to move together with income growth. Okay, there's a few things that why am I emphasizing. Okay, I'm emphasizing because I think it's important. He says that he don't want it to outpace. The property price should not outpace income growth. So what they're going to do is they're going to release more BTO houses, more new houses, okay? And he also shared one very important point, is that more BTO flats will reach MOP in 2026. So they may sell and go to the resale market. That will provide more stabilization. Then he says from 8,000 flats to 13,000 flats, going to reach MOP in 2026 and later on. And they will continue to put up more supplies for BTO flats. Okay, he say this, in order to make sure that they can regulate the price properly, they will reduce the demand in the resale market and increase the supply in the BTO market. Actually, all these things, I've been talking about it for the last few videos. And actually, I talked about this actually 4 or 5 years ago, then COVID came, you know. Then, the reason why all the property price go up is because construction stopped. So construction stopped, there was no extra supply that can go in, but demand continue to burn, you know. So that's where you have an imbalance in supply and demand. Then no choice, price got to go up, okay? But now we already understand what is going on and we are going back to the fundamentals, the basic. Okay, so I'm going to repeat this again because this is very interesting. It's a double whammy. Okay, because you hear him says that the resale flat price is set by the supply and demand. So what they're going to do now is they're going to build more BTO flats to reduce the resale demand, increase the BTO supply. Okay. Hey, wait, before that, I give you a disclaimer. This is what I hear. If I hear wrongly, then sorry. Okay, I apologize. But I'm going to go through. So this is, if you listen to me, you feel that it's not accurate or anything, you go and watch the Straits Time video or what. Okay, don't watch my video. Okay. So disclaimer, I may not be 100% correct. Then he says that the 15 months wait-out period for the private property owners to buy only 4-room flat and below, cannot buy 5-room flat, is a temporary cooling measure. And he say they are looking to remove it. Okay, so this 15 months waiting out period, right, caused an imbalance in the market lah. So this part I totally agree and I totally understand what is going on. So what happened is they come out with this 15 months a few years ago to actually stop the private property owner from going to sell their private property and go and buy like 5-room EAEM and pay a lot of COV and all these things. So they block them for only able to buy 4-room flat. But now there's a lack of demand in the 5-room flat and above. So they need to remove this. Okay, so this we call it a temporary cooling measure. So actually in the last few years, I actually have this thought. Why didn't the government come out with more temporary cooling measure? Why didn't the government come out with more cooling measure to actually regulate the price and regulate the market earlier? If you come and think about it, this is a series of timeline. So what happened is at that time, they couldn't fulfill a higher supply. They are not able to build and increase the supply because they were trying to rush to finish up those houses that they own people, that they owe the other buyers. You know, there's a lot of delays, a lot of BTO flats supposed to be ready 2 years ago, but never not ready yet. So they were trying to finish that problem, solve that problem. So they cannot promise and say that I'm going to come out with more supply, I'm going to come out with that, because that it's not possible, because they are already very busy with trying to finish those BTO houses that they are building halfway. So at that time, they could only come out with temporary cooling measure. But temporary cooling measure, if you come out with a lot of temporary cooling measure, it will disrupt the rhythm and the flow in the market, which is like the 15 months cooling off period. So the 15 months cooling off period is something that has disrupted the flow. But that is the only one temporary cooling measure that the government have come up with. If the government have come up with a few more, then we will have seen more problems coming out later. So I think this is a very smart move. They wait. Wait till they can come up with more supplies, then they start to slowly let people know that they are going to build more houses. Okay, later on I'm going to talk about this building more houses because they come up with a new term again. Then later on, they think of removing this temporary cooling measure. But you see, we only remove one temporary cooling measure now. We don't need to remove a few because we didn't come up with a few. So I think this is a very smart move. Then they say they are going to build more and build faster 50,000 BTO flats in the next 3 years. They are going to reduce the demand in the resale market. Okay, we are emphasizing and repeating the important statements in the whole interview and the whole article that I've read. Then he come out with a new type of flats called the SWT. I think SWT stands for short waiting time, because he says he's going to build faster. He's going to build faster, about 2,000 to 3,000 SWT flats for the next few years to come. They will release every year 2 to 3,000 SWT flats. SWT flats means shorter waiting time, only need less than 3 years to build. More like a prefabricated structure lah. So he says that looking ahead of the more SWT, This year, they are launching 4,500 SWT, and then over the next 2 years, 4,000 yearly on SWT. So they are going to increase the number of this short waiting time flat. But he emphasized that short waiting time doesn't mean these flats are being rushed to build or no good or what. It's just that they started the planning and the preparation earlier. They start the work earlier. Okay, then they sell later. So they already started, then they go and sell. This is what he says. So more flats will be built earlier. Less than 3 years, you can take your key. Okay, so this is very important because a lot of the downside of BTO flats are people thinking that they need to wait very long. So by building SWT flats, people that feel that, maybe I should go for SWT because don't need to wait so long. Less than 3 years, maybe can wait. So they don't need to go to the resale market. So we still have to understand one basic point here. The resale market demand is people that need a place in a hurry, or they need a place now, or they need a place within a year. If you don't need a place immediately, you will not go into the resale HDB market. Okay, we understand that first. Because if you can wait, you will go for SWT, SBO, SBF, or BTO. You see, so now we have three different kind of categories to actually pull the resale demand away. That's the first part. Okay, first part. So first part, let's conclude. This is the first part of the announcement, because this is a warning shot. This is a big bomb to me. This is to actually tell people a very simple one. The HDB prices have to come down. The HDB prices have to stop. So in the next few years to come, if we don't see an income growth rapidly, then we won't see a HDB price growth. That's number one. Because he says he has to align. So I'm very sure they are trying to look at it and see whether is it aligned or not. That's number one. Number two, we have to understand that the age of the flat plays a very big role in the price of the flat. So in the next few years to come, flats will become older, correct? When flats become older, will the price still remain high? That's the question mark that we have to know, okay? So for this, I got the answer, but I don't want to spill the beans first, okay? Because I want to keep it for next time, I want to keep it for other things. But all I have to say is, it's very hard for price to continue to increase even when the age become older. Okay? So this is the secret I want to tell you. It's very hard for price to increase if the age become older. And we are already experiencing this now. The older houses at this point of time is getting harder and harder to sell. Most of the transactions that are moving are the newer HDB flats. Okay, so I'm going to go through the second part of the interview, but this second part may not be so interesting so I'm going to speed up a little bit. But this second part got something that is very powerful and scary, okay? Which she emphasized, and a lot of people start making a big hoo-ha out of it. But the thing is, why you want to make a big hoo-ha? To me, this is already announced long, long time ago. I think 2018 already, everybody know. Okay, next, he says that, due to the aging society, aging population, okay, older estate is coming up and the lease is going down, decreasing, So they are going to upgrade HDB flats again, upgrade the private estate to make sure that it's senior friendly, okay, friendly for the older people. So if you know that we go through this HIP, the HDB Home Improvement Program, if I'm not wrong. So now they are coming out with a second HIP. Okay, so the older flats, they tend to have this concrete spalling problem. Okay, you all may not know, but it's like, normally I saw it's in the kitchen one. One piece of concrete just fall from the ceiling, that kind. Then you can see the metal bars, the steel bars. So concrete spalling is very common in the older HDB flats. So sometimes you see in the toilet. So most of the time I saw it is in the toilet and in the kitchen. I don't know why. Maybe because of the water and the cooking and all these things. So now they're going to come up with this new thing called the HIP2. HIP2, right, they have a new way to solve concrete spalling or discover concrete spalling even before it starts to drop down. So they call it a HIP2. Okay. So this is something that I think is very good. You know, they are making effort to solve this very common problem with old HDB flats, which is like leaking and concrete spalling. Then later on, at the last part, okay, now is a 重头戏, okay, the main thing. He talked about the least decay, 99 years. So he emphasized a few times in the interview, but of course he didn't like say like that, like me, like that. He didn't, he just read through, you know. If not, he emphasized jialat already. I tell you, confirm, complain. So he says that 99 years, the land will be returned to the state. Okay, the land will be returned to the state. Recycle, build new things for the future of the next generation. Then he emphasized again, after 99 years, the land will be returned to the state. Guys, I don't know why Singaporean cannot accept the fact, you know. So in Singapore, we have to accept something. This is part of knowledge. Singapore property knowledge. Every HDB flat that we buy is 99 years. Once you hit 99 years, your property becomes zero. You return to the state. This is how our structure works. Please don't complain. Don't make noise. Why? Because you know that the structure works this way. Then you learn how to do the best out of the structure. How to benefit from the structure. How to earn more from the structure. How to lose less from the structure. Don't need to complain one. Because there's a reason why this structure is coming out. And after looking at a lot of things that is happening in the private property market, I feel that this structure is correct one. Why? Because in the private property market, we got 999, we got freehold. We got 999 years and we got freehold. Actually, to be frank, this freehold 999, if it appears in HDB flat and HDB flat have 999 and freehold, we are gone. Because in today's market, if you go to private property, freehold and 999, they are more expensive because they are 999 and freehold. But the thing is, they are not getting their on blocks. You know, they are not getting their collective sales successful. Why? Because the mindset of the owners in the freehold is like, well, my house is freehold, I want to ask for more price. The thing is, when the developer pay you that money, then they take the land, demolish, go and sell. Got people want to buy, you know? Nobody want to buy them. So the freehold 999 doesn't work in the condo concept. It only work in the landed concept. Why? Because landed people can redevelop. But if you imagine everything in Singapore is freehold, then it becomes an unfair advantage. Because if you got no money, then how you develop? So people need money to redevelop. So I feel that this 99 thing is trying to draw a line between fairness from the rich and the normal people. So I think it's quite fair, you know. If you feel that the 99 is affecting you, then you shouldn't buy old property, ma. Because I got a lot of clients that's in their 50s before 55. They also approach me and tell me, oh, my house is a little bit old already. You know, I want to change to the newer houses. I think it's the right move. They are quite clever and they are quite, they understand what they are doing. You know, they watch my video, they learn, you know. So I think it's okay one. But if you don't have that budget, then just continue staying long. Because you continue staying, by then normally those people that can stay until like left 30, 40 years, they more or less already pay out their loan already. No loan one. Okay, so far I see 10 case, 8 case got no loan one. But if you are a young buyer today, then you want to go and buy an old HDB flat, then I think your move is not correct. Okay, I think your move is a very dangerous move. So this is something that you need to think about. In property, I always say old doesn't mean it's good. It's not like antique or it's not like your wine or whatsoever. So I think this is something that people got to look at. So they talk about this verse. Verse is called Voluntary Early Redevelopment Scheme. Okay? Okay, so let me explain this. I think this is a little bit complicated. It took me quite some time to read up and quite some time to research. But of course, this Voluntary Early Redevelopment Scheme, the info is not out yet because it only start in 2030. So we don't know what is the full picture of it. That's why I feel that when the news came out, I don't want to say anything because I feel that there's nothing that's being announced. But one important thing is they say that they won't do SERS. SERS is Selective En Bloc Redevelopment Scheme. SERS is like en bloc, means like your land become like, okay, last time my akong stay in Zap Si Lao, okay, Zap Si Lao. Zap Si Lao is the 14th floor flat with which the Queen Elizabeth come and cut the ribbon one. Zap Si Lao at Clementi. When Zap Si Lao lease finished, right? Zap Si Lao is one of the first block, I think the first 14-story block, I don't know. I went there before because when I'm young, my grandfather stayed there. Okay. So they go through SERS. So they get to buy a new BTO flat at a cheap price or at a better price. You know, that was at that time. So now the government is trying to tell you that we don't do SERS anymore and we have no plans to do SERS. SERS means that you got no choice, okay? Once we select here, going to end, already the lease end, we will compensate you or give you a new BTO flat, tell you how much more you need to pay and whatsoever. I remember it was something like that. Now don't have already. They say they are not going to do sales. They got no plans to do SERS. They want to do VERS, okay? So verse is voluntary. Voluntary means that you can choose one or the one. Means you get to vote. Okay, so I don't know whether is it like 60-70 vote, then everybody got to do it, or like you don't want, then you continue to stay. The people that want they move out. I don't know. Okay. There was no info on it. I couldn't see any of this info. But they're going to look at verse to offer to certain areas where the flat reach 70-year-old. So the residents get to vote whether they want to take out the scheme or not. But what important things that I hear and I see people complaining is VERS is a lower compensation. Means like the compensation that, because VERS, right, happens earlier, man. You don't reach until the last few years of the lease then it happens. It happens maybe 20, 30 years earlier. Actually, this is good, because if y'all don't know that CPF and loan is affected when the house reach, I think the lease, if left like 20 years or 10 years or something, the CPF that can be used will be affected. Bank don't want to borrow you money, or the money that borrow you will be affected. So all these things comes into place. So I think the idea behind the government coming up with VERS is to make sure that you don't encounter all these problems. Before you encounter all these problems, we help you. But you see, humans are very greedy one. They will never be, to me, humans are very greedy one. They never be satisfied, you know, they will always feel that they want more, you know, they want to get a lot of money, take the most out of the government, squeeze until dry, you know. So they are not happy. But the thing is, isn't it better that the government help you earlier than you wait until the last few years, then a lot of problem, then you are being asked to move? And frankly speaking, when the land reach 99, give back to the state, does the government need to give you anything or not? Actually, no need. Because the law is no need one. Because today, if it's a private property, right, when they reach 99, they give back to the government. What do they get? They don't even get a single 10 cent. So I don't know why people are complaining. I feel that the government coming up with this VERS program is a very good initiative to prepare for the aging HDB flats that is going to happen in the next 10 to 20 years. And they give them a solution to help them, rather than like the prior property where they won't help you because yours is prior property, So when you reach zero, then you give back to the state lah. Then you take, don't even have 10 cents lah. You just pack your bag and go. Okay? If you think that, oh, developer can unblock, yeah, hope lah, you hope that developer can unblock, because I don't know how this unblock game will become, because if you think far ahead of time, right, when 20 years later, there's a lot of these old condos around. So does it mean that developers will start buying out all these old condos, and then they will start to redevelop, and all these people will be very willing to sell their old condo at a good price? You know, I can tell you that for collective sales and en bloc, it's the hardest thing in the world, because people are greedy, people don't understand the market price, people always ask for more. Then by the time they get all the signature going to sell to the developer, that time the price become very ridiculous already. Nobody want to buy already. It's always like that. It's very difficult to get 80% of the owner thinking correctly. Okay, this is what I can share with you. It's very hard to get. I tell you, to get 50% thinking correctly is really very hard. You want to get 80% thinking correctly, wait long. So anyway, I don't want to comment too much on this, because there's not much info that's coming up. But we have to accept one thing. That is the fact. Is that when your house reaches 99 years, give back to the state. That's it. Don't complain. That's how the system works. If you don't want to get into that problem, go and buy newer flats. Then a lot of people ask me, that's the reason why the new launch are selling well, because people buy, people got holding power. So you buy new launch, right? People hold 10 years, 15 years, then my one. But today you buy a 30 years flat, you hold 15, 10 years, you already 45 years. That's the difference. You know, that's the difference between age. So understand the system, understand the logic, understand the theory, work with the flow. I always say work with the flow and you will benefit from it. Don't go against it. Once you go against it, you will not make money out of it. Okay? So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I'll see you in the next episode, and thank you and bye-bye.
Please help us like and subscribe, and see you in our next video. Bye-bye.